Tourism in Eastern Europe, episode number 1. Today is the 19th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Diane. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Tourism Slovenia. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Let me tell you that if you are looking for a Mediterranean beach that is not crowded and not too far from the city, you may be surprised that Slovenia does indeed have 46 kilometers of coastline between Italy and Croatia. If you feel like it, you can head to the city center of Ljubljana to enjoy the best view of the river and the Mediterranean, and if you have sat down for the first time with a glass of Slovenian wine and Italian dishes, you will be glad to have found it. Tourism in Slovenia is on the rise, so you should get in quickly, and if you are interested in going somewhere that looks like a 3D painting and offers a variety of activities and landscapes, then a trip to Slovenia should be next on your travel list. Slovenia is also a dream to visit, because of its beautiful landscapes, beautiful scenery and emerging gastronomy with a variety of restaurants and restaurants. The whole country has a wonderful landscape, with cheap flights from London making it a comfortable weekend destination, while the capital Ljubljana is popular with bachelors and bachelors. Within the confines of the charming centre of Zurich, like El Ljubljana's, Slovenia offers travellers a variety of destinations that are easy to navigate with English, spoken almost everywhere. After 10 days on a road trip through the west of this country, I was amazed how this destination keeps this natural gem so well under wraps. Despite its small size, Slovenia is home to snow-covered mountains and forests that cover its landscape. Ljubljana was the Green Capital of Europe in 2016, and that is due to its natural beauty, not to mention its cleanliness, won the award for the most sustainable destination at the World Tourism Organization Sustainability Awards 2016. It is located at the crossroads of Slavic, German, Romantic and cultural culture and offers a climate that varies from Mediterranean to Alpine, harmonizing with summer and winter activities. It offers so much for Protector Slovenia, but its future must be decided wisely so that tourism combines sustainability and environmental protection. Slovenia has also developed a so-called certification program to promote and measure environmentally friendly practices in the country. Slovenians have a great respect for their natural environment, and as travelers they are ashamed of the greenest corners of their country and seem happy to travel there, says Slovenian Minister of Tourism, Tourism and Tourism Development Vojislav Janković. To learn more about how to travel to green places in Slovenia, visit the website of Protector Slovenia, the National Slovenian Tourism Agency. It is possible to spend a completely green holiday in Slovenia, says Slovenian Minister of Tourism, Tourism and Tourism Development Vojislav Janković. Visitor numbers are increasing year after year, and the Global Luxury Travel Network has named Slovenia the hottest destination in 2019. With the growth of tourism comes the growth of waste, including the growing number of waste management and disposal facilities that we are trying to combat. The country in Central and Southeastern Europe is working to improve the quality of life of its citizens and its environment. Slovenia prides itself on its beautiful and unspoilt landscape, and the Slovenian Tourist Board has long made the country one of the most popular destinations in the world for its natural beauty. Another important advantage of Slovenia in terms of tourism is the really wide range of experiences that are offered to visitors. It is possible to travel from one part of Slovenia to another within hours, and in Slovenia a ski resort by the sea can be built within an hour. This means you can swim in the Mediterranean, have a coffee in one of the most popular ski resorts in the world, or even swim on a beach in Croatia. Central European country Slovenia offers tourists in a small space a variety of activities, from hiking and mountain biking to skiing and skiing. This is roughly in line with the traditional Slovenian regions located in the country's mountains, such as the Alps, the Adriatic Sea and the Mediterranean. Perhaps even more famous is the Slovenian karst, called the Karst Plateau or Slovenian Coastal Area. Its snow-capped mountains make it one of the country's most popular tourist destinations. Other attractions include Kranj, the highest mountain in Slovenia, and the mountain peaks of Kladno, Ljubljana, and Zagreb. More than 28 million visitors visit the cave every year, and the 15-minute drive to it is one of the country's most popular tourist attractions and the second most visited tourist attraction in Europe. Further along the same road is the Venetian Gothic Mediterranean town of Piran, where some of the most important historical monuments are located. The capital of the country, Ljubljana, has the largest collection of native-born architects in Europe and the second largest number of museums in Europe. This was Tourism Slovenia, by Tourism in Eastern Europe, and this was episode number 1. My name is Diane Douglas, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.